Yeah, I'm on now. Matthew chapter 5. We're continuing our series going through Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5 through 7. And this morning we're going to do something differently. I want to read the text, and then in lieu of teaching, we're going to be showing a film. It's a very powerful film. There's many complex yet simple meanings and words from the Lord within this video. On one hand, it most certainly goes with what we're reading this morning from Matthew chapter 5 about sexual sin. But it's even broader and deeper than that as well. It's about the Father's heart, and it's a retelling, if you will, of the prodigal son, and that we all have run from the Lord, and we've all tried to hide. We've all allowed things in our lives to imprison us and put us in a cave, and the Lord wants to rescue us. So that's the overarching theme. But within that, most certainly, this video speaks and interviews people concerning sexual brokenness and also sexual addiction, both that many of us deal with. There's a stigma on sexual sin, maybe more than anything else. Right now, and I'm not saying please do this, but if I was to say raise your hands if you deal with this, nobody wants to raise their hand for that. The enemy feeds on that secrecy. The enemy feeds on you being in prison and you being bound up. So allow this video to touch you. Allow this video to minister to you. At the conclusion of the film, I ask you, please do not leave. It will be about the same time that we normally end the service. We want to worship with you more, but more importantly than that, we want to have an opportunity for you to respond to this movie through prayer. We'd love to pray with you. We'd love for you to pray with us. It's not just us against you or looking down at you. Rather, it's we all struggle with these things. Also, we're going to tell you about an exciting opportunity for a life group. And please do not leave. We want to share those things with you. And then at the conclusion of that, we want to worship with a couple of songs also with you before you leave. So will you do that for me? Okay. Allow me to read this text. Matthew chapter 5, verse 27. Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, 'Do not commit adultery.' But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell." Obviously, please do not do that literally. What he is talking about in a figurative sense is it's better to limit or to deny yourself a certain thing, such as one of our senses, than it is to be going to hell spiritually. Verse 30, "And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell." We watch the movie with me.